Begin transmission.
Zingo Zongo. It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Starting right now, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I just sat down after eating a nice lunch. It's cold here today. It is not above the freezing point of water. And so obviously we're staying indoors because it's windy and it's cloudy and there's no sun outside. And I woke up late, but I woke up hungry, and so I ate lunch a little bit early. And now it's a little bit after 3 o'clock local time. And I'm just sitting here wondering if I can drink this tea. Is it too hot? Oh, it's a little hot, but I wouldn't say too hot. Oh, it's hot, though. Hot, 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 hot. Yeah, it's a little bit hot. So we're going to let that cool down for a minute. And I'm going to look up and see what's on TV. Oh, what a surprise. It's a football game. This is Sweden versus Italy in a World Cup qualifier. And in the 67th minute, Sweden is up 1-0 over Italy. And I'm not sure who scored the goal. I was just washing dishes after lunch and stuff, so I haven't actually been watching this. It's interesting, though. I'm real curious as to how Sweden is doing without Zlatan Ibrahimovic, one of my favorite players ever. Zlatan got injured about a year ago, very, very badly, and his knee is messed up, and a lot of people thought that he was going to have to give up playing the game. But Manchester United re-signed him for another year. So, you know, maybe they have some faith in him. I would love to see him come back. But Zlatan is not yet ready. It might be a few more months. I think the last I heard, people were talking about they were talking about him coming back maybe in April. So they got a long way to go. And so I'm real curious. I'm kind of paying attention to Sweden's game right now, and they still look like Sweden. They're still good. I mean, they're up 1 over Italy. That's pretty impressive without Zlatan. So, yeah, most curious, most informative. And I don't know the status of this game. Is the loser out? I don't know. That sure would be strange for Italy not to make it into a World Cup, though. That would almost be, you know, blasphemy. I need more tea, but it's still a little bit hot, isn't it? Let's find out. Yeah. It's good, but it's warm. Oh, man, I do love drinking tea. I don't know if I can really express that enough. Is it crazy? Am I the only person in the world who runs around saying, I like tea every day? I very well could be. Now I'm trying to figure out what it is I'm supposed to do for the rest of the day. Do I have all my stuff done? Well, I gotta wash a couple more pans. I gotta wash my rice pan and the frying pan. But I'll wait on that for a little while. Other than that, I think I have... What's the word I'm looking for? Executed all my duties for today? I don't know. So now I just have to look for stuff to do. What am I going to do? I don't know. Ooh, that was close. There was a nice shot by Italy, but it came off the post. And somebody tried to get the poach on the rebound, and the goalie caught it. Wow, that was really close. That was sneaky, snaky. Oh, but we should probably see what else is on. What's this? NASCAR racing on a Friday? Oh, that's right. It's a K&N Pro Series race. I was wondering about that. And how do I go back? There we go. What is on tonight? Let's check out Channel 84, one of my favorite movie channels. What's on? Sabrina? Wow. Audrey Hepburn. Maybe I'll watch a little of that. And as for that, there's nothing else. Just junk, junk, junk. For the rest of the evening and well into the night, we got nothing there. So, let's go to 87. I saw this movie. It was okay. And then The Simpsons is on all night until... Oops, I went past it. I'm failing in my remote control. Oh yeah, then we got a couple episodes of Archer, which I'll probably watch, even though I've already seen them 8 times. And what else do we got? Don't we have any movies or anything decent to watch? I don't want to watch shows. I want to watch a movie or something. Jeez, and yesterday we were talking about... Oh, no, that wasn't yesterday. But I'm wondering if Debs is going to come back on and make its rounds on all the channels. I got to watch Debs. Okay, here's a movie called Pentathlon. And you can tell this is going to be a gem. This is on right now. An East German Olympian, played by Dolph Lundgren, flees to the United States, pursued years by his neo-Nazi ex-coach, played by David Soul. Oh, good Lord. I think we'll skip that one. What's up here on the other sports channel? Oh, it just says soccer. From Wembley Stadium in London. So who could... Oh, it's probably England and somebody. Yes, it is England versus Germany in the 57th minute. And it is tied 0-0. Maybe I should be watching this. That was a strange resolution, though. Why does it look so weird? Who knows? Okay, what else is on? Well, we got to go down to these channels to check and see if there's any movies on today. Oh no, it's That 70s Show for 18 hours straight on one channel and Law and Order on the other one. Yeah, that's totally worthwhile. So, yeah, we're not watching any movies tonight, apparently. And now I think I will sneeze. Yeah, so I sneezed. That's just good radio, people. Oh, look. Curse of the Pink Panther is down here in the low channels. Oh, but this is not the good one. This is the bad one where with Inspector Clouseau is actually played by Roger Moore, of all people. Oh, boy. So, anywho, we're just going to keep on spinning on, looking for anything to watch. What does Tobe want to watch? Oh, there's some cartoons down here on 27. Oh, the SpongeBob movie is on. I think we'll skip that as well. Oh, then, of course, we got Lord of the Rings. Oh, that's right. It's Friday. Can't have a weekend without a Lord of the Rings or a Bourne Identity or a Star War. Good God. More cartoons that I don't want to watch. More cartoons I don't want to watch, but what's on this later? Maybe some cartoons I want to watch in a couple of hours, but not right now. Oh my goodness, look what we have on TCM coming up here in an hour. Lolita, yes, by Nabokov, directed by everybody's favorite Stanley Kubrick, starring James Mason and Sue Lyon. Wow, that's a messed up movie. I do like watching that. I'm going to have to... I haven't seen that in at least a year. Maybe I'll have to watch it. Oh, and then coming up right after that is Cinema Paradiso. I love that movie. So, okay, it's good news, people. We've got some movies coming on tonight on TCM. Thank God and Ted Turner for TCM. I would love to hang out with Ted Turner. We'd ride horses and chase buffalo around on some of his buffalo ranches, and then we would sail boats and win the America's Cup. Because that's what guys like us do. The only difference between Ted Turner and me, I'm not a bojillionaire. Oh, plus I've never won the America's Cup. Well, hell, son, I've never even sailed a real boat. But I'm real good at sailing toy boats. So if there's ever going to be an America's Cup for toy boats, just, you know, free sailing pond yachts, I'm guaranteed to be the world champion. If it's radio control sailing, you know, I might not do as well. For some reason, I'm not quite as good a sailor via radio control. So anyway, it's not sailing season now. That's what I need to do. I need to find an indoor pool that isn't being used at certain times. So I can go in there, set up some large fans, and sail my sailboats indoors. Wouldn't that be fun? Put a couple fans at the end of a pool so the wind is always blowing in one direction, and then race pond yachts back and forth. Oh, that would be the funnest thing ever. Now all I need to do is find some other people who would think that is fun, and then we can find some place to do it. I've never even met another person who knows anything about pond yachting. If you would like to be a pond yacht racer, let me know. I can tell you everything about it. And if you live close enough to me, maybe we can have some races. Wouldn't that be fun? Yes, it would. I need some new pond yachts, though. Not really, but I want some bigger ones. I want to move up a size class or two. Even though there is no actual governing body to regulate these size classes that I fantasize about. Still, I should look into it. Anyway, I think it's time to take a break. I have to blow my nose. My nose is running, so let's listen to some music. Here you go.
Time. collaborate and listen. With a drink, I got Cino. Tap G tattoo, cause I'm rock and roll. Half black, half white, time and all. Gang of money, oh,
that's what I'm wearing.
Yes, well, welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your tea-drinking host. Oh, yeah. I do love to drink tea. That's one thing you need to know about me. And it should be pretty obvious by now. Well, during the intermission, the lawn guy came to pick up all the leaves out of my lawn, and he was running around with a leaf blower, and that was freaking my cat out. Pippa was running around, didn't know what to think. It was funny. She doesn't like the noise of the leaf blower, apparently, and now she's resting. She's sitting over kind of by my, quote, table, end quote, which is really just a footstool. I'm surprised she's not hiding under it. She likes to get under there sometimes. So I'm sitting here watching whatever came on next after the game. That England-Germany game ended 0-0. And so now there's, some kind of UFC fighting on, so we can get away from that. And besides, Lolita's going to start soon. Why don't we just turn it over to TCM and wait for everybody's favorite Nabokov novel to come to life to air on TV? I'm looking forward to it. Oh, James Mason, he always cracks me up. Such good tea. It's delicious. I can't stop drinking it. Oh, it's so good. Wow.
I'm getting some kind of tea buzz or whatever. That tea satisfaction is settling in. And I'm enjoying it. I don't know what I want to do. Although I am going to have to make more tea here soon. And I have another confession to make. Oh, this is embarrassing. But not really. I've been reading manga. Yes, it's true. Tobe has been reading manga. And what have I been reading? I've been reading some old tankobon that I've had for quite a long time. You know, about 15 years ago, I actually used to subscribe to a couple of manga magazines, some English language editions. And in one of them, at one point in time, they had a little sampler story. And I ended up getting really into it. And so I ended up buying like the first 5 tankobon, the collected stories in smaller format. And I haven't picked this stuff up in at least 10 years. I haven't read any of this. And so I can barely remember what it was about, what it's all about. So I had to pick up this one story. And this one particular thing that I'm reading is called Ikaru no Go. And that is, what does that mean in Japanese? It means Ikaru of Go. That might not make any sense, but the word go here in this sense means the actual board game, not a verb to go somewhere, but the actual board game that is played in Asia. And ever since I was a little kid, I was always sort of fascinated by this game, and I even got a set once from my uncle, but I never could play because, one, could never find anybody who'd had ever even heard of the game, let alone knew how to play it. And two, I'm sure I had another reason. It's extremely difficult to learn to play a game like Go if you're not being taught by somebody who already knows how to play. So I've always had this interest in Go. You know, I have a great deal of interest in games in general, as you know from listening to this, you know, radio show. But Go is some weird business. But anyway, to make a long story short, I've been reading this story in which the main titular character, Ikaru, plays Go against a lot of people. And this is actually an interesting story because he's also sort of possessed by this ghost of this ancient 1,000-year-old Go master. It's great. It's a real cute story, but it's fun. And I like it. It's very technical, and the art is beyond reproach. It is just absolutely perfect stuff. And so I've been reading this. So when did I start reading this? Yesterday or the day before? And, you know, whenever I'm in the bathtub, I do some reading. And to make a long story even shorter, now I just want to play Go. I've been reading about these people playing Go so much, it's like, geez, now I really want to play. And I've got my set right up there on the table. I can almost see it from here. If I could just see around this corner, my Go set is sitting right up there. And, you know, it's nothing good. It's your basic entry-level children's Go set. It's just a Masonite board that's been silkscreened with the points. And I've got, you know, a whole load of black and white plastic stones. So this isn't a professional set. This isn't even a rank amateur set. This is, you know, your basic children's entry level. Oh, I wonder if somebody's interested in Go. Well, yeah, buy them this set. But it works. It suffices. I could still play. But now all I gotta do is find somebody who knows how to play. That might be a trick. Although maybe not. I'm not too far away from the Nebraska Chinese Cultural Association. There's a Chinese Cultural Center. Oh, it's probably not even 2 miles away from me. It's in my old neighborhood, The Brook, right up the street from the old location for the Dragon's Lair.
It's in an old church. Maybe somebody there will know how to play. Maybe there's some secret masters wandering around in there who need to, you know, feel like they need to teach some idiot white guy how to play the game. That would be me. Sign me up. I'm ready to rock. I don't know. I could also go to my Japanese grocery store and ask around in there. The woman who runs that store is very involved in the Japanese community here in Omaha. And there's all kinds of weird stuff that go on at that store. Not only is it a grocery store, but the last time I was there, they had expanded. And the other room is full of like kendo supplies. So this might be another place to look. Also, there's a community center close to that store where there are kendo lessons. I wonder if I can find somebody who might want to play Go if I go snooping around there. That's an idea. I gotta tell you something else, though. Ow. Ow. Maybe I should stop sitting in this position. Oh, my guts are starting to hurt. Why do my guts hurt? And I'm asking myself this, and I'm thinking back to eating my lunch. Did I forget to take my enzymes? Oh, yeah, I don't remember taking any pills today, so... Oh, ow. That's kind of painful. So my guts hurt. Nothing new. And certainly nothing to be surprised about. Oh, how annoying. I forgot to take my pill. Oh, well. Oh, well. Ain't no thing. It really isn't. All right, so anywho, what was I talking about? Football or Go? You know what else I wouldn't mind taking up playing is shogi, the Japanese chess variant. I'm only vaguely familiar with it, and I do like chess-type games sometimes, so that might be interesting, but... That just made me remember something else. What is that other game? There's another game that I often confuse with shogi. It has round pieces and the board is different. What is that game called now? I can't remember. Jeez. Oh, and look who's in here. Oh, you're going to play with the string on my sweatshirt? Yeah, okay, good. She's distracted. I'll hide that. Yeah, so Pippa's walking by. She's heading over into the bathroom. She's going to have some quacky snacks and a drink of water. Because I just filled up her bowl not too long ago. And I put fresh water in her other bowl. So kitties are going to have a yummy snack now. Won't that be fun for babies? Yes, it will. As for me, my gut is starting to bother me a little much. So I think I'm going to wrap this up and tell you that you... have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow, same time, people. Who knows what I'll get up to? Probably something kind of weird. Or who knows, maybe I'll just be sitting here complaining about my guts. Find out tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
76, подъезжай, футбольная 2Б.
DJ クーマタ、Welcome to my